They are Christians and Klan members.
They are protesters and pornographers.
They are Americans who spoke their minds
and suffered the consequences.
You'll find out if you try to exercise your freedom, you're not so free.
I'm Matthew Schwartz.
I'm Mike Volo.
This is a podcast about the First Amendment.
This is Unprecedented.
Support for Unprecedented comes from Drexel University Klein School of Law, shaping the law, shaping lawyers, shaping leaders. Drexel.edu/law.
Environmental groups were the largest single-issue donors in this year's elections in Virginia. They gave $6 million. That's more than gun control advocates and abortion rights groups combined. And the money largely went to Democrats. Now, with the party taking control of the General Assembly, these groups want sweeping change. WAMU's Daniela Cheslow reports.
Environmental money came from the League of Conservation Voters, Michael Bloomberg's Beyond Carbon Fund, and the Sierra Club. But a third of all environmental campaign funding came from one donor, Charlottesville-based hedge fund manager Michael Bills. He gave about $2 million independently and through a political action committee, Clean Virginia. Brennan Gilmore is executive director of Clean Virginia.
Utilities and energy production is an absolutely key aspect of the transition to a cleaner economy. You can't address that without addressing the elephant in the room, which is Dominion Energy.
Dominion Energy, headquartered in Richmond, has been one of the biggest donors to Virginia politicians from both sides for decades. It's a monopoly, and regulators have little power to reduce its rates. A few years ago, Michael Bills started funding candidates who refused Dominion donations. He'd like to cut the utility out of campaign finance entirely and break its monopoly on energy. Catherine Bond, vice president for public policy at Dominion, says targeting the utility is a mistake because her company is helping with climate action.
We are focused on providing affordable, reliable, increasingly cleaner energy.
Bond says Dominion is building the largest offshore wind facility in the U.S. near Hampton Roads. It's doing a study on a solar field near Dulles Airport. But at the same time, Dominion is arguing in the Supreme Court for the right to build a natural gas pipeline under the Appalachian Trail. Bond says this is all part of the same plan, to move away from coal and emit less carbon.
We are using more solar and wind going forward, but those resources don't operate around the clock. And so nuclear, for example, and other sources are going to continue to be very important as we transition to a clean energy future.
That transition has been slow in Virginia. Only 4% of Dominion's electricity in the state comes from renewables. Other states, like North Carolina, have far more solar energy. Democratic delegate Hala Ayala of Prince William County received large donations from environmental groups. She first rejected Dominion money 2 years ago when she was one of 15 Democrats to flip GOP seats in the House of Delegates.
We signed a pledge that we would not take Dominion money and said we're going to work towards having renewables.
Now Ayala says there's a huge opportunity to make change. She's thinking about how to lower electricity costs, and she'd like to join a regional carbon-cutting initiative. Ayala is part of a diverse and ambitious class of Democratic lawmakers, but they're not unanimous on their environmental agenda. Democratic delegate Luke Torian will be the first African-American chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, and like many Democrats, he accepted Dominion funding. The utility was his top donor.
I accepted the contributions from Dominion because it is always good for people to be at the table when decisions are being made.
Torian says his priorities are passing a budget and improving education and transportation.
Will I support good, sound legislation that address the environment? Obviously I will. But someone else is going to carry that water.
Lawmakers are already filing bills ahead of the January legislative session. One would ban campaign contributions from public service corporations like Dominion. If it passes, it would mark a sea change in Virginia politics. The environmental debate will highlight differences within the new Democratic majority. For WAMU, I'm Daniela Cheslow.
WAMU 88.5 is your listener-supported NPR news station in the greater Washington, D.C. region. And you can support the regional coverage that matters to this community by becoming a member today. Click the donate button at WAMU.org, and thank you.